The NCAA men's basketball tournament is underway, and for Michigan State, it's already over. Early this morning in West Lafayette, Indiana, the Spartans lost to UCLA 86-80 in overtime. Yesterday's play-in games also determined Michigan's first-round opponent. Joining me now is Michigan Radio sports commentator John U. Bacon. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Doug.
This was the first time Michigan State had ever been in one of the play-in games. The Spartans had a double-digit lead at halftime. They led by 5 points with a little over a minute to go in regulation, but UCLA kept coming back. What went wrong for MSU last night?
Well, I hate to say it, but Rocket Watts, the point guard, is not Cassius Winston, who, of course, was the great point guard from last year's team. And they collapsed down the stretch. So they had the game, as you pointed out, 11-point lead at halftime and just fell apart. So that's an inexperienced team. They'll be back next year.
And sort of reflective of the season this year, up and down, and really not a consistent run for Michigan State.
No, not at all. However, and certainly not for Izzo's teams, but this is a 23-year NCAA tournament run. And I'm telling you right now, that is much harder than getting to the Final Four. But 23 straight years, of course, you have up and down years. The amazing thing is you get there every year anyway. So a rough game, a rough season in some ways, but still an amazing streak.
John, Michigan is the number one seed in the East region of the bracket. The Wolverines stumbled in the Big Ten tournament. Tomorrow afternoon, they'll face Texas Southern, who beat Mount St. Mary's to advance yesterday. What are the keys for the Wolverines to get back on track?
Well, for the game tomorrow, I would say they need to show up with basketball clothes on and basketball shoes. That's about all.
No disrespect, of course, to Texas Southern.
Of course not. No, that was a very bad basketball game yesterday. These are bad basketball teams. If Michigan State was in that bracket, they would have won easily on this side. But it will get harder for Michigan pretty soon, of course. And the hardest thing is they lost their second best player in Isaiah Livers with a fractured foot. Right there at the very end of the Big Ten tournament. So how they replace him going forward is going to be the question that Juwan Howard has to answer.
John, some players from the tournament teams have been using the hashtag not NCAA property on social media as a form of protest over the fact that players don't have control over their own images and likenesses when it comes to endorsements or signing autographs for money, other ways to profit. What are their demands and will they succeed?
They've got a variety of demands, and some are pretty reasonable. You can probably get them. Others, you know, the NCAA is going to fight. But it still boils down to this. I mean, Hunter Dickinson, the star center for the Michigan Wolverines, posted a photo of a breakfast you would probably not eat if you could avoid it, that the NCAA is providing these guys while they hold them up in hotels and so on at the school's expense, while the NCAA brings in $900 million. So the contrast of this is just incredible. And what I've said before is that these athletes have no power until they sit down. And once they do, they suddenly have all the power, and it's going to happen one of these days. They will refuse to take the court. I've been calling this since 2013. When that happens, the gig is up for the NCAA. This is minor stuff right now, but it's coming to a head, and watch out.
And no move to boycott yet this season so far from any of the players. John, let's turn over to the women's tournament. Three Michigan teams in this year. Michigan State is a 10 seed, plays Iowa State on Monday. Central Michigan is a 12 seed, facing 5 seed Iowa on Sunday. But I want to ask you about the highest seed of the three. That's Michigan. Michigan is a 6 seed and will face Florida Gulf Coast, an 11 seed. This is the highest entry ever for the Wolverines. How much pressure are they under to make a run here?
At UConn or at Tennessee, for example, whom they might play in the next round, in many places they do have these hardcore followings. Michigan is not yet one of them. They got a cult following, which is very loyal to the team. The internal pressure must be tremendous. They've worked so hard. And Kim Barnes-Rico's 10th year at Michigan, 9th year now, to get this far. They're there. They're favored for the first game, certainly. So I'm sure they're feeling that. But the good news is also they have Naz Hillman, the best player in the Big Ten, who is coming back next year. So it's not their only chance. But I know after a good season, they want to make a run. So you'll find out what they've got. But it's been fun to watch them.
John U. Bacon is Michigan Radio's sports commentator and the author of 7 national bestsellers. The latest, Overtime, Jim Harbaugh and the Michigan Wolverines at the Crossroads of College Football, is out now. John, thanks a lot.
Doug, thank you.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Michigan Radio.